Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, warning, we're talking about controversy. So there's a little controversy on the show this afternoon. If you can't handle it, don't say we didn't warn you. I'm Scoot. It's Wednesday. Parades start rolling tonight. Druids and Knicks roll tonight. It's non-stop parading through Mardi Gras Day. And it appears as if tonight's going to be great. We're still not sure about tomorrow, but hopefully things work out for the best. In fact, tomorrow on the show, I'm very proud to announce that I will be talking to Stifler's mom. That's right, Jennifer Coolidge, who played Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies. She also played the woman's lesbian partner in Best in Show. And she's been in just countless, Night at the Roxbury, been in countless movies, Seinfeld, other TV shows. She's so much fun. You know, she lives in New Orleans and Los Angeles. So she lives between New Orleans and L.A. But I will always think of her as Stifler's mom. And, you know, what was so funny about that is everybody was trying to, you know, like, get with somebody, hook up with somebody. And everybody's having a hard time, you know, losing their virginity, hooking up with her. And here's Sherman, the quiet guy, and he's the one who got with Stifler's mom. Anyway, we'll talk to Jennifer Coolidge on our show tomorrow afternoon. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the reaction to a video that I posted yesterday on the WWL Radio Facebook page. And I distinctly say that Hillary was wrong to call Trump supporters deplorables during the 16 campaign. But I said, I think it is appropriate to call those who would use a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism as a deplorable, making a clear distinction. And apparently, a lot of people on Facebook didn't consume the video. They didn't bother watching the video, which was just a minute and 42 seconds long. And they reacted to the headline that said, "Are those who throw racist items from parade floats deplorables?" And the overwhelming reaction was basically, how dare you? When I made the distinction. But what is scary about this, this isn't about me as much as it's about a tendency in America for people to react to a headline motivated by their own political tribalism and their own political bias and not even care about the content. And if these are people going to the polls who don't care about content and only care about confirmation bias, then I think it's fair to say that these are uneducated people going to the polls. Also, we'll talk about the Democrat debate tonight. I'll get to more of your calls here in just a moment. But there's a guy who's upset. This guy's in Florida, and he's upset because he's not allowed to bring a life-size cardboard cutout of President Trump for emotional support for his kidney dialysis treatments. Nielsen Gibson says that no one took issue with the pictures of the president that he brought to help him through the 3.5 hour treatment. And he's this three times a week. And you can empathize with anybody who has to go through that. I hope the best for this guy. But when he brought a life-size cutout last week of President Trump, it became an issue. And a spokesman for the center said that they don't allow objects to be that large in an area because of safety and infection control. And, I can't help but think that if this guy needs a life-size cutout of President Trump as emotional support for his treatment, I'm going to suggest that maybe he needs more than dialysis. All right, if you're on hold, I'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to talk about today. The Democrats are debating tonight. More on that coming up here in just a few minutes. And what's really interesting is there could be some fireworks tonight. So I would think that if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, you would love watching the debate tonight because you're going to see Democrats beat up on each other. You're going to see the progressives against the moderates. And it is interesting that Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, has spent his own money. He has billions, just like President Trump has billions. He has billions, and he spent his own money, and he is he's now in second place in a national poll. And he has now made it to qualify for the debate tonight. So this is the first time Michael Bloomberg is going to be on the stage tonight, which is going to be very interesting. And I think Michael Bloomberg opposes a threat to President Trump because he's a moderate. And I think it would be easier for a moderate to beat the president than a progressive Democrat. In fact, that's our WWL Blue Runner poll question this hour. Which do you think has a better chance of defeating President Trump, a progressive Democrat or a moderate Democrat? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Let me get back to your calls from Kenner. Mike, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Stuart, how you doing, man?
Good.
Listen, I am a conservative Republican.
Okay.
But I rode in Mardi Gras parades for a lot of years. And you buy your beads, you buy grocery beads and that type of thing. But I'm going to tell you, I never bought, like, trinkets and that type of thing because they were so much more expensive. So that's a conscious effort that somebody bought those, you know, things on purpose to throw on Mardi Gras, which I believe is deplorable.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to tell you is that with today's attention span that people have, a lot of people just read the headline.
Yeah.
And that's what's sad. And they don't look into content to see what is really being said.
Right.
You know, Iran bombs Iraq. Well, they did, but not really. I mean, they sent some missiles over there, but it wasn't, you know, so when you see the headline, holy hell, what did they do? You know, and so that's the biggest problem I see. But I'll tell you, there's no place in this world anymore for racism. And that's, I think, a problem that Bloomberg's going to have.
He might.
Because he just can't apologize for some of the things, some of the quotes that he has, some of the actions when he was a mayor. And, all right, this is going to sound racist, but it was brought up when Kennedy was running that Kennedy was a Catholic.
Oh, that was a big deal.
Yeah. So is it going to be a big deal that Bloomberg is Jewish?
Or that isn't Bernie Sanders Jewish?
Well, yeah. Yeah, he is. But his last name is Sanders, you see? So it doesn't come across like a Bloomberg.
You know, you bring up good points, Mike.
A lot of people don't even know that.
You know, it shouldn't matter. And I, you know, I look back. I mean, I was too young to pay attention to it, but I've gone back and I have studied how Kennedy's Catholicism was a big issue on the campaign trail. And Kennedy actually spoke to religious groups and said, "I will not allow my Catholic faith to rule how I make decisions for the United States of America. I will not." And there were concerns that Kennedy might consult the Pope on matters of national security and matters of national interest. And he had to assure everybody that he would not allow religion to be part of it. What's interesting is that today that there are so many people who bring religion into it as if, you know, God is endorsing them and this is the best is the best campaign. I mean, and how many of those people, Mike, have totally been ashamed because they used God as an endorsement and turned out to be not very godlike?
Right. Well, that's the thing. You know, you have to believe in what. All right, I'm a Catholic. If I had to vote for abortion, I'm totally against abortion. But if I had to vote along the lines, it's the, you know, what is my constituents? What do they want? Right. And that's the way I would vote. And, you know, I caught some heat by saying that a bunch of them are my friends. But the whole situation is, I'm representing the people who voted for me. I'm representing my district. And so those are the people that I have to represent. And that is not happening in our society now.
Yeah, it would be great, Mike, if politicians were aware of who put them in office. And too often they don't. I appreciate the call, and I thought you brought up some really good points. Here's a text that says, I can't say this word, but it says, blank'em, Scoot, just do your thing. You've been on the radio longer than most of the dumbasses have been alive. Here's a text that says, you used your name and the names of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity in the same sentence. LOL, LOL, LOL. Yeah, I did. I used my name in the same sentence with Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity because I'm on against them, and we all do the same thing. We do talk radio. So I think it's pretty cool to mention my name with their names. Here's a text that says, I can't wait to hear you every day. I respect your views. Those naysayers will always be there. I'm glad that you don't sweat the small stuff. No, I don't. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. We'll also start talking about the debate coming up next. This is a sad day on our pop culture calendar. It was on this day, February the 19th, 1980, AC/DC vocalist Bon Scott died choking on his own vomit after an all-night drinking binge in London. Bon Scott was only 33 years old, and his death came just months after the band scored their first North American success with the album Highway to Hell. And so he really didn't get a chance to fully appreciate that. And, you know, we've heard that other rock stars have choked on their own vomit. And it's, in other words, they're so drunk, they're throwing up, but they're in a position to where they're choking on the content. Anyway, AC/DC still kicks ass. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Every afternoon from 1 to 4, this is a celebration of living in America. And it's sad that some people just don't get it. But man, this is living in America. The freedom to express an opinion, the openness to accept other opinions. And by the way, I want to say a big thank you to all of you who have just sent in text messages that overwhelmingly support this show after the first two callers were critical of too much controversy. And also, we've been talking about this this reaction to a video that I posted yesterday, distinguishing between Hillary Clinton's use of the word deplorable, which I said at the time she said it, said this on the air, she was wrong. And she should not. She damaged her campaign when she said Trump supporters were deplorables. She was wrong to do that. But yet, the word deplorable, which essentially means very bad, I think appropriately describes anybody who would use a Mardi Gras parade to promote racism. And it's just amazing how much attention that got. And for people who basically were obviously reacting to the headline and did not consume the video, which again is a symbol of a bigger problem in America. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Morgan City, Wells, welcome to WWL. Hey, Wells.
Hello, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
I wanted to tell you, I got in the car, and I'm going to go off your topic a little bit.
That's all right. I do that often. The
reported racism of those throwing the throws like that is just... that's just unheard of. That's crazy. But the two callers that I heard when I first got in my car were talking about being staunch Trump supporters. And I have this conversation with people in my area quite often, actually. And the first thing that I tell them is, before you do anything, one, I can prove to you that he's immoral. And that used to be enough. Two, I can prove to you he's a con man and a thief through virtue of the charities that he ripped off, the veterans and the cancer children's cancer charities. That used to be enough. But three, as a veteran, when I watched the Helsinki News Conference and I watched him dismiss his own intelligence agencies and our allies' intelligence agencies and said he agreed with Putin and continues to push Putin's talking points, then... at that point, I knew I had a Russian asset in the White House, and I tell these people, if you can defend that, if you can explain that, I will be more than happy to discuss any of your other political concerns that you have. And that's usually when they shut up.
You know, if you do present things in that manner, they'll either get mad at you for bringing it up. For example, as a talk show host, if people don't like the message and if they can't really defend the message and if they know that it's the truth that they don't want to hear, they get mad at you, the talk show host, for even mentioning it.
Yes, sir. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I can't tell you how many people, I mean, when I walk into some place and they're all talking politics, but then they shut up and then we shoot pool and drink beer and have a good time.
Wells, I appreciate the call. And that guy was calling from Morgan City. This is a red state. But this is a show on WWL It serves everybody. All of our shows do. But I'm also here for those people who are not staunch right-wing Republicans. If you're a right-wing Republican, you listen, great. I'm here for the left-wing progressives. But mainly through being a maverick moderate, it seems to me, and a registered independent, it seems to me that we really open the door for permission to proudly be moderate and to show that moderate does not mean wimpy, wussy. Moderate does not mean you don't have an opinion or a spine. I'm a maverick moderate because I'm a registered independent. I refuse to be part of either cult or either political tribe, and I'm not beholden to either one. And most of us judge issues based on the merits of the issue. And everything is not viewed through the same myopic political perspective. And even people who claim to be all far right or all far left, they're really not in their personal lives. I mean, of course there are going to be a few that are. But most people, you know, are content to judge the issues as they come. You know, for example, I'm for welfare reform. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm for same-sex marriage. I'm for legalization of pot. A couple of those are conservative issues. A couple of those are seen in our country as liberal issues. I don't care about the label. I care about just, in a responsible manner, just talking about the issues. Got a text here that wants to know what channel is hosting the debate tonight. It's NBC and MSNBC. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But I'm going to be watching. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Michael Bloomberg on the stage tonight. From Ocean Springs, Mick, thanks for hanging on. You're on the show.
Hi, Scoot. Long time driving my car listener. First time I've ever called.
I appreciate it, Mick. Thanks.
And I have a small bone to pick.
Okay.
I think even if you just read the headline and didn't listen to your perfect disclaimer about Hillary, the fact that we're somewhere around 70% of people who say using a Mardi Gras parade to promote some sort of racist idea and direct that at a child is not a bad thing. You can only get to 70%.
Yeah.
Says something really sad about where we are as a country.
Mick, I agree with you, and that's why I like talking about this, not because it's about me, but I use me as a vehicle to explain this bigger issue of people not caring about the truth or content and only caring about confirming their bias.
Well, it's the you use the word tribe. A friend of mine uses silo as a thing that we do, and so you know, you use the word deplorable, even though that's a perfectly good word, and all the synonyms and the definition of that word fit exactly what that behavior was.
Yeah.
The fact that you chose that word gives somebody something to bounce off of and to be angry about when, in fact, it's just a simple – think about it. If you took a survey and said – those facts, if somebody at a Mardi Gras parade did a racist thing to a child, do you find that to be horrible, terrible, no good? Would we just get 70%? Or did it just be,
and Mick, you know,
that word?
You bring up an interesting point, and I talk about this in the blog that I wrote about this, which is on our website at WWL.com. It's titled Firestorm Reaction to a Video Over the Use of the Word Deplorable. If we have gotten to the point where, because of the way Hillary Clinton used the word deplorable, if we are such a non-thinking public that we can't distinguish between one use of deplorable and another use of deplorable, then we're
right.
Stupid. Then that's on us.
Yeah.
I refuse to bring myself down to that level, that I'm not going to be a thinking person and be able to use deplorable or even the word Trump. You know, I've used the word Trump as a verb, and that's that's older than Trump actually being in politics.
Yes. And to me, it's just that the number's not 100%. You know, the idea that
I get it.
You can't be shamed. But before I go, I know you got others. One pop culture smile thing.
Okay.
Because of my affiliations with casinos, I had the luck in the last 2 or 3 years playing golf a couple of times with Smokey Robinson.
Oh, wow. And today's his birthday. 80 years old today.
I know. When you said that, that's what reminded me of it. And So it's been in the last 2 or 3 years. So he's in his late 70s. And we met at the golf course and we talked. And they're all these little pretty girls that the beau has working at golf course.
That's right.
And later on that day, they said, Mick, who was that beautiful man you were talking to? And so he was 70-something, late 70s, and yeah. These pretty young girls were going, who's that beautiful, handsome man? That, because they didn't know who he was.
Yeah, Smokey Robinson with his light eyes and his tone of his, he is striking.
That's the exact word that I used, and he was so polite and so nice and so interesting and so political, and I thought, okay, you stumble through your life at different stages, but life well lived. And then you bring up the AC/DC guy, and I think, wow, what a contrast.
What a contrast. Yeah, this is the day that Bon Scott died after basically drinking himself to death at 33.
Yeah.
And today, Smokey Robinson turns 80. You bring up a really good really good contrast.
And we'll be back, I'm sure, on the coast performing in the next year or so and having young girls say he's beautiful.
Yeah. I love hearing that because I've matured too. You know, I'd love to work out an interview with Smokey Robinson sometime. So maybe that will happen.
Well, the next time I know he's coming, because we talk to each other occasionally. As we're not saying about luck.
Okay.
Maybe he'll do that. I don't know.
That would be great. And if you don't want to depend on calling the show, just send an email to Scoot@WWL.com. I mean, so it's really that simple.
Okay. You know, I don't know what his contractual stuff is like and what he's able to do, but if he can, he will. And you will be like, oh my God, what a delightful thing to get to do.
I would love to talk to him.
I can't believe we're at 70%. I'm hoping for 85 or 90.
Mick, I appreciate the call. So, you know, now we've got like audience members acting as my agent, you know, setting up interviews, my producer agent setting up interviews. That's really cool. Here's a text that says Napoleon Avenue is already packed. Let the blank show begin. Happy Mardi Gras. The weather is beautiful. And remember what the forecast said the other day? Wednesday was going to be wet and rainy. And so let's hope for the best tomorrow. Right now, we're expecting some rain to come through here. But you know what? It may be out of here on time for the parades to roll. And tomorrow night is Muses, among other parades. And Stifler's mom, actress Jennifer Coolidge, is going to be in this giant pump in the parade. So I guess anybody that has a foot fetish is going to be kind of turned on by that that passing by. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming back with more of your comments. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, Billie Eilish, the Grammy Award-winning young performer, has noticed something about success and hate. And Billy, it's so true. Yeah, we'll explain that coming up. We'll be right back. This is WWL. Let's remember that one of the things that defines America is the right that we have to express opinions, even though not everybody agrees. And I love doing that every afternoon here on WWLAMFMN.com. I want to thank those of you who are listening to us through radio.com or streaming us on WWL.com. If you haven't downloaded this yet, get this nice. It's a nice looking purple square with an R in the middle. Download the purple square. Get that app. Add that app to the array of apps that you have on your phone. This is going to be the pretty one. The purple one with the R in the middle. It's radio.com. Download it and then when you want to find this show wherever you are, away from your car, you're out of town, you're in another city, you've moved, I welcome those of you who are listening in other cities, in other states. You're certainly part of the show. Just download the radio.com app and just type in WWL, and then we'll always be there. I use the radio.com app every day. Every morning I wake up, and I'll put it on, listen to hear what Tommy's talking about. And then I've got a couple of other stations around the country that I listen to, and I can just pop those in and see what's going on in another city. All right, before I get back to your calls, the Democrats are debating tonight. And tonight is going to be the first time that Michael Bloomberg is going to be included in the debate. Now, he's got some negative things about him because of things that he has said in the past, but he also represents the moderates among Democrats. And the battle that's taking place in the Democrats is identical to the battle that took place with Republicans in 2016. It was Trump and moderates And yes, Trump was perceived more as a moderate than a right-wing conservative. And the right-wing conservatives, the strong right-wing conservatives, they lost early on. Some of the moderates lost early on as well. But it really takes a moderate and not an extremist on either side to win the presidency. And that's why I think, as popular as he is, I think Bernie Sanders will have a difficult time in a general election. However, let's not discount the powerful anybody but Trump movement in this country. And while that may not exist among you and your friends, don't be so naive as to think that nobody thinks that, or that everybody thinks the way you think. Because assuming that is a good way to lose a contest. So for the debate tonight, CBS political reporter on Bloomberg, talking about Michael Bloomberg, Caitlin Huey Burns, had this to say about Bloomberg's focus tonight.
He's really been focused squarely on Donald Trump. So I'm interested to see if he goes after any of his other rivals, if he takes the bait at all. He'll certainly be under the microscope and certainly be the target of attacks.
And Jeffrey Berry, political science professor at Tufts University, said that Michael Bloomberg's rise in the polls is a problem.
This billionaire from New York pops in and has only been campaigning for a month or so, and is mostly campaigning just on the basis of his wealth, meaning he's running on the basis of television commercials. So he's doing it the easy way. They've been doing it the hard way, and they're angry.
So what does what should we look for tonight? Jeffrey Berry talks about who has the most to lose tonight.
Klobuchar and Buttigieg could be damaged badly by a poor showing there after doing pretty well in New Hampshire. And then Elizabeth Warren has lost momentum at the expense of Bernie Sanders. And, of course, Joe Biden has faded.
Yeah, well, what about Joe Biden? Is he finished?
Joe Biden still can get back in it in terms of gaining delegates. I don't know if he's still a viable candidate to actually win the nomination. I think he's been mortally wounded.
If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, number's 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. More of your texts are coming up. From Bay St. Louis, Wayne, good afternoon. Welcome to our show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Sure.
We're probably the same age, close. And when I listen to you, I think of lyrics out of a Diamond Dog album with David Bowie. If they take you out of the oxygen tent, you ask for the latest party, buddy.
Yeah.
That's you.
I hope so.
Good time tonight.
I hope so. I have fun. I'm having a good time.
Well, I turned you on right around one, and I was listening. I'm neutral with the trinket deal. I'm not going to judge anybody on anything like that. But one thing I wanted to point out is that if you're going to consider it racist, there's any gift shop in the corner or in Central City sells both of what you thought was racist or think is racist.
Right. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the video that I posted yesterday on our Facebook page. It caused so much controversy because I attacked the people who apparently handed out what I would consider racist items. One of them was a black caricature a boy. I think it's a black caricature boy, which was a refrigerator magnet. And then also this girl doll that had beads as a noose around its neck. And Wayne, you're right. You can buy those items. But, you know, my criticism was Mardi Gras is something that unites us. Mardi Gras, unless it's a satire parade, I think Mardi Gras should be a political neutral zone. And so to promote racism or to bring up something that is attached to politics, I think that's wrong. And I think that makes, in my opinion, that makes those individuals deplorable.
So the little black kid holding a fishing pole on my dock is racist?
Well, it is viewed by some as racist. It is. I mean, if you see it as historic, if you see it as if you see it a certain way, that's okay. That's the way you see it. But a lot of people see those things as racist.
I just think it's out of context for down south here. I understand the point, and I'm not being argumentative. I see it both ways, but it's so prevalent here.
Well, it is. But yeah. Wayne, the beads used as a noose around the black doll's neck, handing that to a black child along a parade route?
I don't agree with that. but you can go any place and buy that stuff.
Well, but that's your choice.
All of it. No, it's not nothing to do with me. I'm just making a point.
All right. I get it, but it's your choice to go into a store and buy something, and I don't think somebody should be confronted with that along a parade route, because I think it honestly was something that just sends a very ugly message that doesn't need to be sent at Mardi Gras time.
Well, I agree. I agree with what you're saying, and through the years, my point of view has changed just as yours, but you have to still keep in mind, Mardi Gras is an anything-goes show, and you know as well as anything goes.
I get it, but it doesn't mean we can't call out people that we think are doing something that is inappropriate. I mean, everything's not appropriate.
I agree. All right. I agree 100%.
Wayne, I enjoyed our conversation. I'm glad you called. Here's a text that says, this is about tomorrow. We're going to talk to a Stifler's mom. Says Jennifer Coolidge, who is the actress, played Sophie on Two Broke Girls. She was hilarious. Yeah, and she was also the woman that lived in the trailer, the woman that had, she had a dog, right? She had a bad boyfriend. And didn't she work in the nail or hair salon where Reese Witherspoon's character would go in Legally Blonde? And she was also in Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde. So, yeah, we're going to talk to Stifler's mom on the show tomorrow afternoon, because she's writing in Muses tomorrow night. From Gulfport, Jim, welcome to WWL. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim.
I'm with you. Hello. Right.
Hey, Jim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Got an update for you.
Okay.
The thing was reported after the parade. And the float came from the crew of Gemini from Gulfport, and the city council is getting ready to address it. And all good. This came off our local news.
Oh, good. I appreciate that update.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Jim, I appreciate that. I mean, it's nice to know that they're handling the situation. From Destrehan, Chris, welcome to our show.
What's up, Scoot, man? How's it going, man?
Good.
Just had a quick comment, I guess, on the controversy surrounding these throws. I know that a lot of those dolls are considered historical, and I have friends that ride on a lot of the major Mardi Gras parade floats and with those crews. And they said that the majority of their throws generally are hung up to keep off the floor, especially stuffed animals and things like that, so that they don't get stepped on. And a lot of those things are handmade, and some of them are old. And what they do is they take a pair of beads and they twist them up like a necktie, and they hang them on a hook with the beads to keep them off the floor so they don't get dirty. And I think that, to an extent, a lot of this stuff is being blown out of proportion by people that are looking for something.
I don't see stuffed animals hanging.
Okay.
I mean, I've been in parades. I had stuffed animals, but I had hats that were the reasonable facsimile of a stuffed animal, and it just it just seems like this is not a coincidence that somebody wrapped the beads, because we know that there are people like that in the world, and it sounds to me like you're suggesting that there aren't people like that in the world.
Not at all. Ignorance exists, and there is no doubt it exists across the color spectrum by people of all colors and races.
But indeed,
I know that my kids have caught stuffed animals and throws that have had beads twisted around their neck to look like a necktie. And, you know, the difference between a necktie and a noose is a matter of perspective.
No, it's not really. It's pretty definite. I mean, a necktie, I know, because I can envision what you're saying, and I have seen the ones that appear to be neckties. A necktie is different from a noose.
How do you physically make a noose out of beads that don't slip?
Well, when it's wrapped around, have you seen a picture?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of pictures from different crews. There was one in Bay St. Louis, and I think there was actually one here in the city.
Yeah, when the beads are wrapped around the neck and then fastened in such a way that, you know, the other part is the part that's hanging from, presumably from the tree. It's hard to look at that as a necktie.
That's certainly a different story, and I can understand, you know, parents that get something like that being offended, but it's a very fine line, I think, between, you know, how things are meant to be interpreted and how things are taken, and I think that with the controversy that people feed off of on a daily basis, that a lot of the articles that I read in the news on a daily basis, it's like people are just looking for something to be offended by.
Chris, you're 100% right. They are. And you know, they were looking for a reason to attack the video that I posted yesterday. And I think a lot of people just read the headline and didn't look at the 1 minute and 42 second video, because I clearly make a distinction how I use the word deplorable. And the overwhelming responses on our Facebook page were an indication that people were not concerned about the content. All they did was react to the headline. So you're absolutely right. You know, people are looking for something to complain about. You know, I sit here every afternoon and do this show, and I can tell you by the text and by some of the calls that there are people that are just, it's like they're sitting there with their finger on the phone, and they're either ready to send a text or they're ready to call me. And they're just waiting for that moment when they can call and complain or just bitch about something. Or say they were offended. And a lot of people who criticize people for being snowflakes, they're snowflakes themselves. And this is the world we live in. It's almost as if complaining about something gives people a sense of power. I guess some people think that by complaining, they somehow register their opinion. And they're standing up for their cause and their people. And to me, it's ridiculous. But that's where we are. Hey, it's one of the things that makes the show confrontational. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Hey, would everybody just stop trying to blame the rock band? It was on this day, February the 19th, 1997, a judge in New York dismissed a $7 million lawsuit by a fan against Motley Crue. The fan claimed hearing loss as a result of going to one of the Motley Crue concerts. You know what the judge said? You knew it was going to be loud. I mean, it's that simple. You know, Ozzy Osbourne's been sued. Judas Priest has been sued. Bands have been sued. And again, this is Sue Happy America. But I don't know of cases where the fans have won. And this is just another example of, you know, you're going to sue Motley Crue because you have a hearing loss. Guess what? Did you think it wasn't going to be loud? It's a Motley Crue concert, for God's sake. So it's just nice to know that there's some judges out there that are doing the right thing. If you're on hold and you want to hang on, just stay with us. We'll roll this conversation over into the next hour. Plus, I want to add something just fun and simple to the concert. To the conversation. Parades are rolling tonight. It's nonstop parading through Bodyguard Day. So do you go to parades during the week? I got a text a few minutes ago from somebody that said, Napoleon is already packed. And I, you know, if anybody's listening, radio.com, you're listening on your phone along the parade route, I'd love to talk to you if you're already along a parade route. I mean, it's almost 3 o'clock. Are there people already lined up for the parade tonight? I can tell you Saturday night, Metairie was just jam-packed with people for the crew of Bad Hatters. So, you know, maybe it's a desire to escape reality and to escape all the tension of politics today, but it seems like there's a real strong interest in Mardi Gras this year. All right, again, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming back with a lot more. It's Wednesday afternoon. Parades start rolling tonight. I'm Scoot on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.